I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Well, if the crime is making me laugh, they're all guilty.
My God, they bitch less on The View.
I'm so excited. I have been so pumped all day about doing this podcast with my two girls for many reasons, and it's all because there are punishments. So I want to get into this immediately. Welcome to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. I am Lacey G.
She stole my intro.
How?
I was going to say she's really excited about this episode and has only mentioned it 2,000 times.
Okay, well, that's acceptable. I'll allow it.
And you just stole my thunder. That's okay.
And with me today is my counterpart. She teased us with promises of a Cheetos-filled dinner and game night. She never pulled through, so we are just going to have to game it here. Thanks. Her name is...
Amy Nichols.
Also, Amy has a pregame punishment for her disrespect in a previous podcast. But let's intro our other guest, and then I will tell you that. And we have a special guest today, one of my favorite guests. She's not only the mastermind behind this bit, she also blew my mind with the incredible TV knowledge that she knew off the top of her head. She will amaze your mind and ear holes too if you check out her podcast, Channel Surfing. Her name is...
Anna, hello. Thank you for having me.
Welcome,
thank you.
Welcome. Anna Casillejos.
Real quick,
what you blew my mind about, yeah. I told you that... I got to the bad part of Gossip Girl where it got really stupid, and immediately you were like, oh, you're on season 5. And I'm just like, how do you know this? Right off the
because
top of your
I
head.
Know exactly where Gossip Girl went bad.
Okay. So, Amy, on the last podcast, you personally attacked me and pumpkin beer. So your punishment is to drink. I have a new pumpkin beer that my husband just bought me last night. It is so tasty. And you don't just drink good beer out of the can. You have to drink it out of a glass. So I brought you a glass as well. Would you please read what the glass says for us, please?
Oh, my gosh. Arrogant Bastard Ale? Oh, Beer is for wussies.
Yeah, so Arrogant Bastard Ale is a type of beer. It's an IPA, so I don't drink that personally. But let me see that glass. I'm going to fill it for you.
This glass is cold. You are awesome.
How did you keep it? Oh, is it in the fridge?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, the studio is so cold that it keeps the glass cold.
So this is a Shipyard Pumpkinhead beer.
You are so sweet. This punishment is the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah, you're going to suck down this pumpkin beer and you're going to tell me exactly how much you love it.
Oh, is it bad?
No, it's delicious.
Do you not like pumpkin beer?
I was pulling her leg and I said something about how I wish pumpkin spice everything would die. And then, I don't know, and then I just lost control and I started attacking her. I attacked you, Lacey. It's true. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lacey, so, do I get a beer?
I am sorry that I only have one beer, but
wow.
I will bring you something in the future.
Wow.
It was so good that I drank all of them, and that's the only reason why you did not get punished with that.
No, it's fine. I'll just remember that during the game we play that involves punishments.
I am really sorry.
All right. Here I go. I'm going to chug it.
You're going to chug it?
I'm going to chug it. I'm not even going to take a breath.
I agree with you, Amy, though. I'm not a huge fan on pumpkin
spice. It's just
spice.
Too much. I don't hate pumpkin. I like pumpkin pie. I just don't.
Pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah. It's right. Like, really? Come
right.
On.
Chug it, girl. Go for it.
Chug, 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 chug. Oh, my God. Amy. Whoa. Whoa.
Wow.
I did it. How was that pumpkin beer?
Whoa. Oh. It was good. It tasted good at first.
No.
Amy, that was so impressive.
That was good.
Wow.
Thank
when you.
You
said I'm going to chug a beer, I didn't think you'd like, I didn't, wow.
You don't think I can chug?
No, it's not that I don't think you can chug. I just thought you were going to like sip on it during the, wow.
I can chug another one.
That's all I brought.
Lacey didn't bring more than one.
Or I'd give it to Anna. Oh. I'm sorry that I left you out.
I will bring you. I will bring you something special at a later time.
Okay, I have that on the record. So,
okay, so this was Anna's idea to play this game. What is the name of the game?
The game is called Impressions. It's an app that you can get on your phone. Essentially, it's a drinking game, but we're gonna play it differently, a little bit differently. But essentially, it just asks a bunch of questions like who in the room is most likely to like go to jail or whatever, things like that. So you kind of just ask each other questions and then you point at who in the room is most likely to whatever the question is. And I play this with my friends. We played it for hours. It was so entertaining to us because it kind of shows how well you know each other. And so I suggested it for you guys because you guys know each other better than anyone. And you also love to argue. So I feel like anytime you disagree with somebody voting you to be like most likely to whatever, it's going to be insanely entertaining.
Poor Anna has to share a room with us. Here is argue. We're like married couple.
No, she's great. Just stuck in the middle.
Okay. So this game actually caused a fight between me and my husband, Jeremy.
Oh, you guys played it?
Because we were playing it on the way home. We had a long car ride. We're playing it. And one of the questions was, who has the better six pack? And I said, neither one of us is what I said. I've got some sort of definition, but I got flab over it. I don't have a six pack and he doesn't either. He got mad about that. I kept playing. So then the next question was, who spends the most time on their phone? And the answer, hands down, is him. If I'm on my phone in front of people, I apologize because it's like, hey, I'm sorry, I have to answer this. But I'm not scrolling on Instagram and doing stuff the whole time while I'm with people. That shut the game down completely.
Uh-oh.
Rode the rest of the way home in silence, like it was bad. But before we get to this game that made me think about how bad of a person I am, I had a complete meltdown this weekend. Complete meltdown because I'm cleaning my house. And I didn't have enough time to clean my baseboards or to put out my fall decorations. So that made me incredibly angry because he's not helping me. So I started berating him with text messages like, we never get anything done, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, we need to, like, I'm dragging up old crap. Like, we need to do this. And I completely lost it. And then I saw this news story that kind of scared me because this news story says this is the most extreme passive-aggressive way anyone's ever gotten out of a bad marriage. A little over a decade ago, a guy in his early 50s named Malcolm from England was finally over his wife nagging him. So he disappeared, literally. One day he vanished and no one heard from him again for a decade. But then he recently turned up again. He was working at the center that helps homeless people get back on their feet. What ends up, he hated his marriage so much that he had been living in the woods for 10 years right next to this community center. And then he was working there as a gardener. But then at night, he went back into the woods. Eventually, they heard his story and decided to head there for an interview. He moved in to this retirement center, and now at age 62, he's putting his life back together, which included getting back in touch with his sister who figured he was dead. But as far as we know, he has not gotten back in touch with his wife.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I need to call it that. Yeah. And also, Jeremy bought me a book yesterday. That's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank, A Counterintuitive Approach to Living a Good Life. But the joke's on him because I have no idea what counterintuitive means. So he buys me this book and I'm like, thanks, babe. I don't know what that word means.
I love reading.
And then one more thing real quick. I was watching a movie, Big Sick, which I
love. My favorite movie of the year.
And something happened on this movie that I had to pause the movie and write it down so I would not forget. This is Amy if she was in that movie.
Wait. Is it going to ruin? I haven't seen the movie yet, and I'm dying to see it, so it's not going to ruin anything, is it?
No.
I'm good.
Welcome to Quick and Hot. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah. Can I get a burger with 4 slices of cheese?
4 burgers, anything else?
No, sir? 1 burger with 4 slices of cheese.
We can't do that.
Just put 4 slices of cheese on a burger.
We can't do that. There's no button.
Who the f*** is this we, man? Who the f*** is this we? It's me and you. We're just people. Listen to me. This corporate entity put 4 slices of cheese on the f- burger.
We can't do
what
that.
What the f***, idiot?
Today's my first day.
You.
I'll just ring you up for 4 burgers.
I'm sorry.
Do you want any fries or drink with that?
Yeah, I'll take 4 fries.
Wow. He is a better person than I am, though, because he apologized afterwards.
Well, he like knocked over the trash can that was there. He was like, wow. He knocks it over. Then he's like, I'm sorry. And he starts picking it up.
The thing is, like, why can't you just put 4 slices of cheese on it? Just do what
can't
I
do
ask.
It. Can't do it.
Yes, can.
Nope. Customer's not always right.
Going crazy.
I will sell you 4 burgers, though.
Okay. Fine. Charge me whatever you want. Just give me what I want.
That is so funny. That reminded you. And Amy's over here, like, getting frustrated, like, as if it was actually, like, happening to her. She's like, what?
But
that is,
that is such an amazing movie. I love it so much.
I thought it was all right.
Oh, Lacey, no.
I just thought it was all right. But that's okay.
I'm excited.
I love it. You should still watch it.
I'll relate to it.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. Maybe your family will appreciate you more. They're like, hey, more people do this than just you.
I spent last night, me and my husband, Josh, were watching TV. We do this a lot because let's put the kids down and I can't go straight to bed. I need chill out time. So we're watching TV and I think we're watching something about some woman berating her husband or whatever. I'm like, you know what? I just want you to know. And I do this a lot. I want you to know how great of a wife I am. I just remind him all the time. I'm not crazy. I am a little bit sometimes, but not all the time. I just remind him over and over and over again how lucky he is to have me.
Maybe I should start doing that. In between my bitchy phases, I should be like, I'm such a great wife. Let's not forget that. Okay, now on with this impression game. Now, you said normally this is a drinking game.
Correct.
And normally we don't drink at work, even though Amy had a little bit of sauce today. But instead, what we were going to do is play Bean Boozled.
Yeah. Okay. So the way it works is basically we're going to ask a question on like who's most likely to X or whatever. And we're all going to point at who in the room we think like fits that description, including yourself. You can point at yourself if that's what you really think you're the one that's most likely to, whatever. And yeah, majority rule. So if 2 of us point at one person, then that person essentially would have to drink, or in this case, eat the jelly beans. So mm-hmm. there. Yeah. But you can also, I mean, if you strongly disagree that you shouldn't be the one being pointed at, then I mean, you can argue back as to why the other person was wrong. But yeah, it is majority rules. And since there's 3 of us, it's perfect.
Okay. So if it is fitting, then point to the person. Can we say names instead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Who has seen Titanic the most times?
Amy. Amy, probably.
Oh, I'd say Lacey. I'd say myself. Even though I did not know that Rose died in the end, because I thought she was an old lady taking a nap. I did not know that she died. My husband told me that like 2 years ago and it blew my mind, and I'm still incredibly sad about it.
It is sad.
Rose died.
It's been 20 years, too. That's
insane.
Since that
movie?
Yeah, since it came out.
It's been 100-something years since it happened.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Now that I jumped the gun and said my own name.
Yeah.
That's
now
not
you
good.
Get to, now you get to eat it.
That's
not
but,
good.
But I mean, that's the way it's supposed to. That's the way. I have to be honest. Well, how many times have you seen it, Lacey? I've probably seen it 12 times. I don't know if that's true.
See, 'cause I've seen it enough, but I don't think I've seen it like to the point where I think I would be the
Did
one.
Did you smell them, Lacey?
Smell the bag. The bag does not smell great.
I've never had. Are these like weird flavored beans?
Yeah, it smells like turd.
I've never had these.
Okay, so what it is, they have 2 of the same color, but one's good, one's bad. So like, for example, they have a gray one. It could be spoiled milk or it could be coconut. If you get a yellow one, it could be rotten egg or it could be buttered popcorn.
Oh, that's so gross. Oh.
So you have to choose a jelly bean. Just blindly choose one.
Oh. Gross.
I think it's a rotten egg.
Ew.
I don't know because the other option is popcorn and I also hate popcorn.
You hate popcorn?
I mean it's not good.
Oh, gross.
I think we're going to have to get water.
Don't you wish you had beer to chug this down?
Who is the most likely to become a cannibal?
Lacey.
Amy.
Lacey.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I would say Amy because Amy, you're hypoglycemic.
Yeah.
So you have to eat.
I do have to eat.
So in case of an emergency, you would eat a person.
Yeah.
I'd eat a person out of anger. I wouldn't eat a person out of necessity. You would eat a person because...
But I think I'd rather die first than eat somebody else. My reasoning for Lacey was because Lacey travels the world a lot, and I feel like she'd be somewhere, and they'd feed her something. She'd be like, oh, this is so good. What is it? And the person would be like, human. You'd be like, oh, okay, dope.
Okay, I'm in. All right.
So that was my thought process with that question.
Yeah. I respect it.
I agree.
I respect it.
Eat that jelly bean.
Eat it.
So, I guess it's chocolate pudding. Either that or I like canned dog food.
I'm going to hope that it's chocolate pudding.
I have eaten dog food.
Have you really? Why?
As a kid.
Wet or dry?
I don't think anyone dared me either. It was dry.
I think I was just curious. So maybe you would be the one that would turn into a cannibal.
I one time during Truth or Dare, I had a cat. And I went to my cat litter box and I got a turd out and I covered it in ketchup and I dared my friend to eat it and she didn't know what it was. She just thought like it was
oh my God, are you
ketchup
serious?
Something and she took a bite out of it.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
My friend ate cat turds. That is not a jelly bean
covered
flavor
in
either.
Oh my God, I'm... That is really... I mean, she could have gotten really sick.
I was a kid.
I know, you didn't think it through, but...
Another friend dipped a cookie in pea water and I ate it because I didn't know it was in pea water. So I got mine in return. It was a different friend.
I don't know if I want to be your friend. Why did you saying that somehow I got like a whiff of like urine like right when you said that because I was thinking about it and I was disgusted.
Who would likely give the best maid of honor speech?
Anna.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'd be punished. But
yeah,
I take
that's
that
not,
as a compliment.
Yeah, that's not good for you. But I really do think that you're just so sweet and thoughtful, and it wouldn't be about you. It would be about the other person.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Are you trying to say that about me?
No, I didn't say anything about you at all.
Lacey, don't turn my compliments.
It's something about you.
You just made it about you, but I didn't say one word about you.
Lacey.
I have said I've given many maid of honor speeches. Humble brag. I've been the maid of honor like a lot of times. I have a lot of friends, Amy.
Congratulations.
But mine's always lacking emotion. Like I can say the right things. But in my heart of heart, I truly don't care. Like, I'm happy for you, but meh, I mean, whatever. You're getting married. You're in love. That's cool. But last maid of honor speech I gave, I went up there and I said everything I was supposed to say, and it was great. And then the best man came up behind me, and he had nothing prepared right off the cuff. He said some really heartfelt things, cried, made other people start crying. He got a standing ovation, and they came up and gave him a hug. And I'm just like, screw you.
Do I just pick one out of random?
Yes. Smell the bag.
Ew.
My husband, Josh, gave the worst best man speech I think anyone has ever given. I wish I can't even tell you what he said. It didn't make any sense. Words put together, I don't know. It was horrible.
Did he ask, do I have to be sober for this?
I guarantee you he was not sober.
I think I got berry blue. I was just really hoping not to get dead fish. That was not
disgusting.
Ew,
dead fish.
But berry blue.
All right.
This was not so much of a punishment because it was a compliment.
Yeah.
Who is the most likely to ruin a movie or a book?
Anna. Okay, it was an accident. I didn't mean to. But if you want to hear about movies, go check out Channel's movie. I swear I won't spoil anything.
That's a good one.
Toothpaste. Most definitely toothpaste.
Man, you're so lucky.
Is it good though?
Yeah, it tastes like Crest. Whitening.
I don't ruin stuff, but I have no emotions at all, but I will cry at movies and TV. And if it's something that I know that's coming up, I'll just start crying. And then Jeremy will look over at me and he's like, oh, okay, yeah, something's about to happen. And it'll be like whenever, spoiler alert, whenever Zeke died at the end of Parenthood, and I knew it was coming, and I watched it, and I just cried and cried and cried, and he's like, oh, that dude's about to die, huh? What's his response?
One of the most beautiful television shows of our generation.
My kids stare at me and Josh when we're watching something. They want to see our reactions. Like, someone will say something funny in the show, and then they'll immediately look at us like, did you think that was funny too? Am I allowed to laugh? Like, they always want.
That's cute.
I don't know if that's normal.
Another reason why you should watch The Big Sick, because that happens in that movie too.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ooh.
It's just the best movie.
Okay, I'm excited.
I've definitely hyped it up way too much.
Who will be the grumpiest old person?
Lacey.
Amy.
Lacey.
Me? Why me?
Why are you going to be the grumpiest?
Yeah, because I complain all the time now?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it would be Amy, but I have nothing to argue about.
I will be grumpy from time to time. I will not always be grumpy, which would make me the grumpiest.
Should I replay The Big Sick Meltdown? Because that was based on your life. So you're grumpy now.
Everything was coming to a head. You know, it was time to explode, and then you do it, and then it's over, and then you can chill for a while.
And you feel better.
Yeah.
Like, Lacey, do you like getting trick-or-treaters at your house?
Rotten egg. Oh, I got rotten egg.
It's ew. A bad
one. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't going to do trick-or-treaters last year because, why am I still doing this? I'm getting down on some rotten egg.
Just enjoy it.
I wasn't going to do trick-or-treaters last year, but I went ahead and bought some candy, and I forget that I have solar lights outside, so even though I don't have my light turned on, they still come by anyway.
You have solar lights.
Mm-hmm. But then I'm also the over trick-or-treater, so a kid comes by, I'll go ahead and I'll give my neighborhood kids their own bags beforehand, but then they'll still come by. But then anytime a kid comes by, I'm like, here, take this and this and this, and then I end up running out like really soon.
Best neighbor ever.
I know, honestly. I need a trick-or-treat up your house.
Wow.
Whoa. Who's the most likely to instigate a bar fight?
Lacey.
Anna.
Lacey.
Me? You are so nice. You are waiting to explode.
What?
You are so nice. You're waiting to explode. Somebody is going to do something to you one day, and you are going to have the epic meltdown that I had this weekend, just where it all boils into this one art. It doesn't even matter what it is that sets you off. Everything in life that has ever pissed you off is going to come out in that moment, and you are going to massacre somebody in a bar fight. That's what I think.
It's
going to
happen at a bar.
It could be happening.
So I need to avoid the bars.
Yeah, don't go to the bars anymore.
You're the nicest person, but that doesn't last forever. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm sorry.
Coming from the grumpiest person.
Yeah. I'm going to have to stay with my Lacey vote.
Yeah, I voted Lacey.
I'm sorry.
Okay, another one was who complains the most on an average day, but we're just going to skip that one.
To be fair, though, I feel like we all kind of complain.
No, you do not complain nearly as much as we do.
I complain. Spoiled milk.
Ew! To go nicely with your rotten egg. Double beaned.
See, you're starting it now. The bitchiness is coming out. Don't go to a bar later. Who has hooked up with the ugliest person?
Lacey.
Anna.
Oh, man.
What?
I don't know.
I have a reason.
I have a reason for you as well.
Okay.
Go ahead. Well, Amy has to vote.
I was going to say myself.
Okay. Again.
Go ahead.
It's because you're so nice.
But I did out of pity.
I think you need the pity out.
I changed my vote. It's Anna.
But I have one time, and this is so mean, so I apologize for what I'm about to say, but I thought, I am not one of those girls that dates based on looks. And I knew this really cool guy, and I liked him. And so him and I dated for a minute, but then he was not attractive. Didn't have a nice body, and I realized that the only time I ever kissed him was whenever I was drunk, and so I broke things off with him because I was like, that's absolutely not fair. I'm not as good of a person as they thought I was. I mean, I thought me and him could do something. We didn't date for long, but I did have to break things off with him because how rude. I mean, that would hurt my feelings.
You liked him as a person.
I did like him as a person. Yeah, just not as a boyfriend.
Yeah. So you
have you ever hooked up with a with an ugly dude?
Nope. I only hook up with attractive people.
Not out of pity. I'm like, oh, you so ugly. I feel bad for you.
No, I think I'm pretty like stubborn when it comes to that kind of thing. Like, I mean, I've only dated two people in my life. Like, just because I'm just not like
crude.
Exactly.
But I've heard that you want to be with someone who thinks you're more attractive. So you'd want to, right? You'd want to date someone less attractive than you so that they adore you.
Right. You need a reacher and a settler. That's from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Aw, but I don't know because Jeremy's so much better than me and everybody likes him more.
So you're the reacher.
I think I'm the reacher.
It's the same with me and my husband. Everyone's like, oh, you're so lucky to have him. So great. Everybody loves him.
Yeah, I've said this before. My lifelong best friend and her mom, who has known me my entire life, the first time she met Jeremy, she met him for 5 minutes and she comes up to me and she goes, you better not ever do anything to mess it up with this guy. And I'm like, aww. Bitch, you have known me my whole life. You need to tell him that. I was mad. Aww, I was so mad.
That's cute.
Who would you not want as your enemy?
Lazy.
Amy. I am feeling so ganged up on. Why
no!
me? Amy will shut it down completely and cut you out of her life.
Yeah,
she will never talk
alone.
To you ever again.
Yeah, I'll leave you alone.
But that would suck.
I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'll never talk to you again.
I'll do is talk about you behind your back. I'm not like confrontational. But as soon as you leave the room, I'm like, oh my God, did you hear what Amy said?
That's
today?
So much worse. That's so much worse. If somebody's like nice to your face, but they like talk bad about you, like when you're not in the room, like that sucks.
Am I a horrible person?
No.
Is that what we're learning?
No, I'm just saying I would prefer for somebody to tell me like, hey, I don't think we're good friends and just let it be. Then somebody be like, oh my God, like you look so cute today. And then like be like, oh my God, she's been the ugliest.
Okay,
but you're a little scary, Lacey, a little bit. You are. I'm so intimidated by you.
Why?
I don't know. You're just like, you could beat me up. You're like talking. You like. You could.
I'm not a fighter.
What about the headbutt girl?
She asked for it. She asked for it. But okay, in a normal situation, I am not a talk behind your back kind of person. But for instance, let's say that once upon a time there was somebody worked here and I did not like them. Well, then I have to be face to face with them.
True.
Oh, that, yeah, you're right.
So then I have to be somewhat respectful in a way, but then, you know, as soon as they leave, I'm just like, oh my God, that's the dumbest person ever. This may or may not be a true story. I'm not going to say, I'm not giving anything away, but then what am I supposed to do in that case? I have to be kind of nice.
Yeah. No.
Yes,
yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
No, you're right.
But I wouldn't go out of my way to like kiss butt.
No.
You know? Yeah. Which I'm not saying
I tried to keep up a somewhat friendly relationship.
Yes. Good.
Let's be civil to each other.
I would not be civil. You are correct. I'll take that one. I would not be civil with you. If I didn't
just,
like you, you would know it.
I'm going to eat this whole damn bag because this whole game
I want it. I want it. Because I wouldn't be nice. I can't fake it. You can read me so well.
Take one.
All right. We'll both do it. I wouldn't want either of you as my enemy.
You shut up.
Don't piss us off, Anna.
Okay.
What is this? Strawberry banana smoothie.
Ooh, nice.
I think I got barf.
I should know. I
was
barf
about
a lot.
To say. You should definitely know what that tastes like.
Gross.
Who is the best smelling?
Lacey.
Anna.
I was going to say Amy.
Ooh.
Hmm. Okay. Honestly, like both you guys bring in really good smelling food every single day. And
Anna's
that was
just
my,
hungry.
I mean, I'm hungry all the time. And like, so I just, when you asked that question, I immediately thought of the lunch that you guys bring and it smells so good.
All the time. Well, I say you because you shower every single day.
I do shower.
Every single morning.
Well, yes. I try to.
Shout out.
I guess actually Amy too.
Yeah.
I skip showers, but I knew that I skip too many showers, but I will do the little pathetic shower. You know,
oh, yeah.
I wash my important parts in the morning and stuff.
But you wear perfume.
I don't wear perfume.
I have a very sensitive nose and I can't do it. I can't. I've told my husband he can't wear perfume. I mean, cologne. I just can't handle it. I can get a nice whiff and then it's good. But it can't like be on me all the time or be around me.
So Amy used to not wear deodorant. Now she wears natural deodorant. And her and Josh both don't wear
perfume or cologne. So every time Josh hugs me, he always tells me that I smell good. I'm like, I think he just doesn't know what cleanliness smells like.
I clean all the time. I'm clean. I just don't put extra smell goods on. He has asked me, please, can we go to the department store and pick out something? I think we will. Soon. Maybe.
Aww, for Christmas. For Christmas.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
We don't do gift exchange, though.
I was going to say that he needs to step up his gift game hard. If you're going to give him something he actually wants, he needs to give you something you want, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who has the worst luck?
Mm.
Amy. Anna.
I don't know. I kind of want to say myself. I just feel like there's always something.
I just think about, like times where you, like, harmlessly throw a coffee cup at me and it just happens to spill like everything on the deck. You know what I mean? Like you're just like, oh, ha, ha, like being yeah. like any, you're trying to do something playful and yeah. it's just like something like bad luck.
Anytime kind of, I try like, to have ensues. Fun,
you're a walking disaster.
Yeah.
All right. Clumsy. Eat that bean.
All right.
I said you because you lost your keys in the river.
Oh, that was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank God I made it out alive. That was so bad. Yeah. I went to float the river, and we lost our car keys in the river. And it was just an all-around weird adventure.
I don't know what this is. I think it might be dead fish.
Ew! That was probably grosser than all the other ones. That was the grossest one. It was nasty.
Where are the good ones?
In my mouth. Just kidding.
Who does the weirdest stuff when they are home alone?
Lacey.
Anna.
What is weird?
Can I change my vote to Amy?
No, I'm never home alone. There's always someone there. Always.
That's true. Okay, I change it back to Lacey.
Amy has stepped in dog poop before.
Like for fun?
No, on her way to work in the morning, stepped in dog poop, was wearing flip-flops, did not wash her feet, and went ahead and came to work, and then washed her feet when she got here. That's pretty weird.
It is weird. I was running late. I wasn't home alone, though. I left that for my husband to clean up. Yeah, I was running late, and I
probably would have done the same thing.
I was like, oh, my gosh, I'll just run out the door and leave this turd stomp.
The only reason I said you, Anna, is because you're probably going to great lengths to avoid hearing your roommate talk about being a vegan. So you're coming up with odd things to do to avoid her. That's why I picked you.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Who has improved the most as a person in the last 3 years?
Aw.
Anna.
I like to think we've all improved.
Yeah. No, I'm okay, speaking
so
for
not
myself.
Lacey, so not Lacey. I don't know. I'd like to think that I've improved.
Amy.
Can we change 4 years?
No. What's the difference between three and what?
Well,
she graduated in college.
I graduated and actually got a job.
Well, there you go. But so did you.
I did.
But I don't want to make things about me.
Because you don't want...
I do. What have I done to improve myself in the last 3 years?
I don't want to get the barf from rotten egg.
Whose spouse loves them the most?
Amy.
Me.
Me.
Surprise!
Just kidding. I'm not married.
Who would be the most successful homeless person? Amy.
Amy.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh yeah, you're a queen of the outdoors.
Oh yeah, I could so nail that.
Uh-huh. Well, I just figured you're resourceful.
Yeah,
but then
yeah,
you would
too.
Also become a cannibal as well.
Well, no, I won't do that.
If you're homeless,
she would rather.
Aren't homeless people cannibals?
No, they are not cannibals.
Gosh,
you offended so many listeners.
You offended all the cannibals that are listening.
All the homeless cannibals.
It's a niche audience.
I think it's booger.
Ew, gross.
Would you rather run your tongue down a New York City sidewalk or press your tongue into a stranger's nostrils? I go nostrils.
How long is the sidewalk?
Sidewalk.
I've done something similar already.
What?
Yeah, I was going to a mission trip in Mexico. And someone dared me to lick the floor of the, I don't know, where's that? What's that building where you have to exchange?
Like the Mecca?
No. You, like
the stock market?
No, the papers where you're like going across the border.
Customs.
Customs. Yeah, I licked the floor of customs.
Ew. Yeah. Amy.
Yeah, well, they dared me. I had to.
That's so gross.
It was gross.
That sounds really gross, but also you have yelled at me before because I licked vodka off the floor of a hostel.
I was 15, not an adult.
Anna, do you think it's cool that I licked vodka off the floor of a hostel with a group of people? You know, like, instead of cleaning it up, they wanted to not waste it, so they were licking it, and I got on the floor and
glass bottle, and she's putting her tongue all over a dirty floor with glass shards.
I survived.
I mean, you know, it's not the best idea, but now I have a great story to tell.
Would you rather never have internet access again or never be able to take an airplane anywhere again?
Oh, that's so hard.
Well, I'd rather just never take an airplane again because there's other methods of transportation, but I can't live without the internet. I'm out of data right now, so I can only use my phone when I have Wi-Fi, and it's hard enough already, like just on the drive home, not being able to listen to my Spotify.
That's
so
crazy.
I know.
That you're out of data.
I know.
What plan do you have?
I share it with my brothers.
Oh.
I don't know how I would live my life. I guess I'd have to resort back to, I was about to say Wikipedia, but no. Expedia? No.
Encyclopedia?
Encyclopedias. Thank you. but I couldn't go without planes because I love to travel.
But you could go via helicopter or train or boat or, you know, whatever. But if you don't have the internet, then you won't know when your plane takes off.
Yeah.
True.
Then I can't book my tickets.
You can't book your tickets.
I think you can do that by phone.
You can't, but then you won't be able to research, you know, the place that you're going to. How are you going to have a place to stay?
There's books.
You know? I don't know. I would very dependent on the internet.
I would go with it. I have to have the internet. I use it every single day.
Same. I spend way too much time on Instagram. I should stop.
Would you rather have 3 kids and no money or no kids with $3 million? Show me the money.
I'd have to say 3 kids. I've always wanted 3 kids. 3 is the best number ever.
I
have 2.
About the number 3, I don't know about the whole kids thing.
Money or kids?
See, like at the point in my life where I'm at right now, I want to say money, but I do want to have kids. So
I just don't know. I'm not dissing on y'all. I just don't know what is my life without these kids. And they don't define me, but man.
That's beautiful.
They're pretty great. They're awesome little people.
They're little people. Just kidding.
They are. They're little.
You're acting like you have emotions.
I'm just
evil.
Saying. I'm sometimes.
Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the most intelligent?
Intelligent.
Most intelligent.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funniest for sure for me. Which means once again, I fell. Because I'm not the funniest person in the room.
You're there. She said you're not the most intelligent in the room.
Would you rather go back in the past and meet your loved ones who passed away or go in the future to meet your children or grandchildren?
Future.
The future is going to happen no matter what. So I think I'd go back just because there's time lost, you know.
I'd go back.
Yeah.
I love my grandparents.
Yeah. I think I'm just fortunate enough that I haven't lost that many people. So I think that's why I want to go into the future.
Yeah.
If I had to explain myself.
Would you rather know how you will die or when you will die?
How?
Yeah, how? Because then you can avoid it, right? Unless it's...
That way I can just prep for it, you know? Like, if I know I'm going to drown, I can go ahead and
just don't go swimming anymore.
Ever.
See, I think I would rather know when, because if you know how you're going to die, like, I'm going to die, knock on wood, in an automobile accident.
Oh, you'll never get in a car again.
Yeah. Well, then you're just constantly going to be scared or
you don't
an object is going to fall from the sky and kill you. Then you're just going to live in constant fear. But if I know it's going to happen on this day, then I can get all my affairs in order.
That's a good thought.
That's true.
I just don't want to die yet.
Me neither. And it just, I don't know. That just makes it so scary because I feel like if somebody told me like, oh, you're not going to die until you're like 85 or something, I would live my life so recklessly that I think that would change my time continuum thing. And I'd probably die way before that. So,
but it'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'd have a great time.
Would you rather sweat melted cheese or always smell like skunk?
Sweat melted cheese.
Yeah, me
would
too.
You eat it?
Ew.
I mean, is it real melted cheese?
I'd eat it.
I mean, if it's real melted cheese and not just sweat that's like melted cheese.
If it was like Fupa cheese, then no.
What's Fupa cheese?
Like,
oh,
like that's so gross. Like you would eat your own melted cheese sweat? You would eat Amy's melted cheese sweat.
I mean, I love cheese. I'm really not going to discriminate if it tasted good.
My favorite's Gouda.
Gouda is so good.
That's a reference from She's the Man. I've never had Gouda.
Aww.
Sorry.
Get out of here. I know what I can bring her. Sorry. I love Gouda cheese.
And beer, because she's yes. wanting some beer.
Yes.
Just a couple more. Would you rather have a head twice as big or half as small?
I'm thinking about Alice in Wonderland, the Queen of Hearts, walking around.
Or even, oh my gosh, I make too many references. Okay, the movie, So I Married an Axe Murderer, and Mike Myers, I think it was his brother, and they're like, Heed! Get out of the way. Go lay down on your gigantic pillow. Cry yourself to sleep. It's so funny. It doesn't. Y'all don't know it. Anyway. There's so many good jokes. I want one of y'all to have a gigantic head so I can joke.
I would want a gigantic head because then the rest of me would look really skinny.
True. I'd just be like scared of, like, how big are we talking? Because I'm thinking like you can't fit through a doorway.
Well, I would hope not. I think it would just be, you know, three times the size, maybe.
I just don't want to look disproportional.
Like, Miss, you ever seen South Park?
Yeah.
Like Mr. Mackey, the drug counselor? Have like his size head. Like, it's too big, but it's not grotesquely big.
Yeah, and having a small head would just be weird.
Yeah.
People would call you small head, pinhead.
You know who has a small head? A character in Beetlejuice. Have you ever seen that movie?
Not the whole one.
Yeah, you're stupid.
Yeah, not all.
Would you rather shoot spaghetti out of your fingers or sneeze meatballs?
Spaghetti out of my fingers.
Spaghetti out of my fingers. That would be so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
Plus, that means you could have spaghetti any time that you want. But
that is all Anna's diet consists of.
Yeah, if they say what you are, what you eat is true, then I'm a noodle.
Yeah. And last one, would you rather have a unicorn horn or a squirrel tail?
Unicorn horn.
Horn.
Dope.
Yeah, I think horn for me too.
And then I'd stab people with it.
Oh, and you just look so pretty.
Like, you dress it up.
Like, it'd be colorful and, like, you know,
glittery.
I mean? Glitter and, like,
accessorize.
Yeah. Oh, you can. Oh, my gosh. It'd be great.
I love you, girls. This was a lot of fun.
This was awesome.
Thank you so much for the idea, Anna.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you guys liked it.
You're the best.
I think we got some good answers, and I realize that I'm a complete a-hole is what I'm walking away with from this. Anna's the nicest person we know.
Thanks.
And I take shots at Amy anytime that I can.
There was no a-hole question that we said your name on, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You want to go back on it? Who is the most a-hole? 1, 2, 3.
Amy. Lacey. Love it. Okay, don't forget, we are doing our first official Loose Lips contest.
What?
Yeah.
So oh my send God, can us, I enter?
You sure can. So send us your Halloween pics. It's your favorite Halloween costume to any of our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram and Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. You have until Halloween, which is October 31st, in case you didn't know, to send us your submissions. We will pick 3 winners, and they will get awesome or something like that prize of our choosing.
With no value, probably.
You will get something. We're just not making any guarantees what it's going to be.
And probably won't be a beer because Lacey doesn't bring one.
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols,
and our very special guest, Anna Cassie Ahos.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I have so much fun with you guys.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating and a comment. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials, Loose Lips Childbearing Hips on Facebook, Instagram, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
And thanks for listening. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me. And all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean?